It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, away we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Thank you for coming along with our ride every week. And again, a quick reminder, if you're just a fan of the Terrestrial Show and you've never checked out the podcast before, Not Safe for Work, Not Safe for Kids, you're probably going to hear some shit in this podcast that you haven't heard from us before. So welcome to the show, yo. Exciting. Welcome to the show. Coming up on the podcast, we're going to find out about condom expiration. We're going to find out what gooning is today. What sexual scenarios are scaring the shit out of us. And then we've got a couple crazy stories. A guy giving himself the business in the middle of a crowded movie theater and how not to get a woman's phone number. But first, let's begin with, what are the signs that you may be bad in bed?
Well, you brought up a great point earlier that if you have to ask, the odds are pretty good.
Not no good at this. Well, 60% of people aren't happy with their sex life.
I'm all thumbs and poking buttholes.
Nobody wants to be part of that 60% that aren't happy with their sex life. But what to do, what to do? Sex therapists have some ideas on, let's find out if you are the problem. You'd like to think that you're not the problem, right? You always want to think that if your sex life isn't good, it must be their fault, not mine.
I'm doing every fucking thing I can.
I'm like that guy with the drum on his back and a banjo in his hand and a harmonica in his mouth. I'm just trying to play a fucking song for you. So here are some obstacles that probably mean, well, how many boxes you check determine whether you just might not be so good at it. If you can only do it with the lights off. Now, that's a sign of a bigger picture. If you can only do it with the lights off, you have what?
I am hideous.
You've got body image issues. You're not body confident.
I prefer, I can do it with the lights on or off. I prefer it with the lights off because there are fewer distractions, but also it seems like, dirtier.
I have to have the lights off, so my Bible doesn't see what I'm doing. If you're distracted mid-passion, if you suddenly remember that you need to throw laundry in the dryer, or, when you're in the middle of it.
The dryer? Why, that's where people get stuck, Jason.
Or if you're running through your to-do list, this might be speaking from the other sex, but sometimes you have to go through your to-do list in order for the to-do to keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your mind will wander because it has to wander, because if you focus on what you're doing, then what you're doing isn't going to last much longer. They say if you're not giving sex your full attention or staying connected, that can keep you and your partner from enjoying it.
If I get the sense that the other person is distracted, then I get distracted focusing on why are they distracted? Am I not doing good? I'm doing bad. You don't enjoy being here.
If they never talk about sex, if you don't talk about sex, some people are too embarrassed to discuss their sex life with their partner. But not checking in about what you like and what you want is going to leave you both dissatisfied. Uh-oh. You may be bad in bed if you stick to your tried and true and trusted technique.
Hey, fuck that. when Journey comes out, they don't play their new music. What do they give the people? The hits. They give them what they want.
Somewhere in the middle, you have to sprinkle in a couple of new songs.
Well, sometimes the band wants to play a new song, and what does everybody do? They go get beers, right? And boo people.
What works for one person may not excite the other, so just because somebody liked that special move doesn't mean the person you're with now will. You may be bad in bed if your partner is rarely in the mood.
Hey, what do they say? You don't need about those comedians. You don't need new material. You just need a new audience.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Clearly, the audience doesn't. They don't enjoy this performance anymore.
Yes, I've heard these jokes a million times.
They all suck. Right. They suck the first time I heard them. They're not exciting now.
They say desire levels vary all the time for different reasons, but it can be confidence crushing if you're always on the no end of a request for sex. Try not to see it as a rejection. Talk to them.
Oh, what should we see it as?
I don't know. It says talk to them and find out what works for both of you.
When I go to the bank and ask for a loan and they say no, should I not see that as a rejection?
Maybe we can find out what works for both of us.
Yeah, let's talk here and see how we can get
this
done.
Well, what works for both of us is us not giving you anything and you continuing to live your life. You might be bad in bed if you're terrified that you don't perform. Sex is supposed to be enjoyable for everybody, which is easier when you focus on what you're experiencing and getting out of your own head. All right, what do we know about expired condoms? Well, we know we carried one in our wallet for about 5 years.
I always thought, wasn't it 36 months?
I have no idea. For those who don't know, there's a lifespan when it comes to each and every condom. These are the ones that go unused, by the way. The used ones, you should consider that expired and throw it in the garbage.
Hey, don't hang it up. This is like a set of tires. You're like, I can get a few more miles out of this.
My used to put them up on the clothesline when Dad was at work. Let them drip dry.
Gross.
Expiration dates. Every condom package has one. So does each individually wrapped condom. If you happen to find a package without one, that's a red flag.
I'm going to guess those Rough Riders in the gas station bathrooms, they don't have expiration dates.
Right. How long do condoms last? I had no idea. Latex rubbers generally last 4 to 5 years. Oh. Lambskin don't last that long.
Boo this man. Lambskin.
If you use an expired one, don't. Don't risk it. You don't want to find out what happens if you use an expired one.
Okay, well, what about this, though? What if you have a choice between an expired condom or no condom at all?
I'm using the expired one.
Yeah.
It's like it's real easy to say.
I mean, I'll go through any excuse not to use one, but if I have to.
It's real easy to say right here in the middle of a podcast, don't use an expired condom. But if you've got your dong in your hands and it's go time.
Fucking whatever condom's right there, man.
You're like, if this spoiled milk makes me sick tomorrow, that's tomorrow's fucking problem.
I need this cereal now.
Right. What do you do with expired condoms? Pitch them in the trash.
Oh, they're going to say take them to that one recycling center in everybody's town where they take paint and batteries.
Yeah.
I'd also like to throw these rubbers in. They're no good. No bueno.
They say just because non-expired condom safety. Just because it hasn't expired doesn't mean it's safe.
So just because it's either it hasn't expired, it also might not be safe?
No, this is, then again, you're asking a lot in the heat of the moment. Inspect the wrapping to make sure that it hasn't been torn. Oh, it's torn. I tore it with my index thumb and my teeth.
Yeah.
I tore it open. They say, look at the rubber itself for micro tears.
What do these people think is going on at this moment?
Excuse me one second. I'm going to step outside into the sunlight so I can check this rubber over to make sure it has no micro tears.
It appears there may be a micro tear.
Signs of a broken or expired condom. An expired condom
will be... If you hold it underwater and it bubbles like a tire?
Yeah, it says that it's drier, less pliable... it might even smell bad. Hey, condoms don't have the most pleasant smell in the world anyway.
Everybody knows what that smell is.
Yeah, I haven't smelled a condom for like 30 years, but I can tell you, I still remember that smell. There's even a question. If there's any question about that condom, you need to throw it away and get a new one. They say tears can generally be seen in a decently lit room.
Oh, that's another... You guys don't know where I'm at or what I'm doing when I buy this product.
Yeah, not the most, it's not the sexiest thing you could do. How do you store your condoms? Everybody, in a wallet, right? No. Keep condoms out of wallets, cell phone cases, and your glove box of your car.
Supposedly, all that does in the wallet is put pressure and, like, you know, on that package.
They say a dry, dark place without excessive heat is the best, like your nightstand.
Or my book bag. Hey, my fanny pack.
My trapper keeper.
Oh, hey, inside my hat.
All right. This dude is concerned about his boyfriend's love of gooning. Do you know what gooning is?
No, you brought this up the tail end of last week on the show, and I swore to myself I'm not going to Google it. I'm not going to spoil the surprise and find out. Because this is a guy and his boyfriend, I'm guessing, is this something only gay guys can do?
Nope.
Straight guys could do it, too.
We could totally get into gooning.
Could women do it?
Yeah, women could do it, too.
Okay, so this
women could totally get into gooning. Now, convincing a woman to get into gooning is going to be difficult. But
oh, so it involves the butthole.
No.
Oh.
There's a brand new sexual term you may not have heard before. It's called gooning. Gooning, I thought there was maybe some bullying involved or something, or making somebody feel like a dumb shit.
Yeah, like you're a goon. What was that movie with Sean William Scott, Goon?
I don't know. What is gooning? Gooning is when someone spends literally hours watching porn and pleasuring themselves, but not so much that they end up climaxing.
So you're edging by yourself?
It says right here, it's kind of like edging, but multiplied.
Who has this kind of time?
I don't know. That's the most attractive part of this to me, is you've got that much free time that you can allow yourself to do something like this.
And what would happen to you if you sat and watched porno for like hours and hours?
Here's what this guy says.
We've only typically enjoyed it in small doses, but I've never, like, how far do you get down those page views? I'm on the 30th page.
This guy calls himself Upset Boyfriend, and he's concerned about his boyfriend's extensive gooning enjoyment.
So what's the gooning payoff?
It says...
At the very end, you have sex?
Here's what he says. Rather than being intimate with him, his dude would rather spend hours watching pornography without finishing. Even offers to allow his mate to enjoy to join in on the gooning. It's been offered, but it hasn't been accepted.
So what, you just stay all like hopped up and fucking like that like grrr.
Hypersexual?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm looking at this so I cannot be like that anymore.
It's like that steroid hamster on The Family Guy. Can I pet him? I wouldn't. They said, okay, so he asked, be much more physical with me. The bonus of being permitted to actually achieve an orgasm through, you know, actual physical sex with his boyfriend. The problem is that when he brings up his concern, he's accused of being sex negative and kink shaming.
Oh, you don't want to be seen as kink shaming. I wonder what the payoff is, other than just being an agitated wreck at the end of it, needing sex.
I don't know, but you have something to look forward to. You're like, oh, I got to get back to that gooning.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? I got plans. What are your plans? I'm going to be gooning for
you guys.
15 hours.
So the boyfriend, according to the experts, has every right to feel this way. And he is in no way being negative or shaming, especially since the upset boyfriend has participated in the past. Just doesn't want the whole gooning thing to be all there is to their sexual repertoire. Man, who are these dudes, and how do you get this kind of time?
Maybe he works like nights. He's got all afternoon to himself.
He says, obviously, the biggest problem here is the partner's lack of interest in anything else outside of gooning. You got two choices, find a new partner or just learn to accept the status quo, say the experts. Wow.
And like a lot of things you're into, you know, over the years on the crazier end of stuff, like eventually you'll move on and find something else.
Right.
Yeah. His gooning days will be behind him.
Did you get anything done today? No. I spent the whole afternoon gooning.
I don't know how my wife would react if she's like, you want to go out to dinner? I'm like, no. I'm going to be keeping myself on the fucking verge of busting a nut all afternoon.
But when you get home, I'm going to be hyper aware of my surroundings.
I'm going to edge myself into a higher plane of existence.
What are the sexual scenarios that give people the most anxiety? When asked to rank their relationship, 9 out of 10 of us say slightly to moderate. Sexually adventurous. Okay. I think most of us would fall into that, and we do. That doesn't mean that we don't feel anxious when trying something new in the bedroom. People are most anxious about trying new sex acts with their partner for the first time. Obviously, everybody gets nervous, right? You don't know what the fuck is going to happen. One, you don't know what's going to happen. Two, you don't know if the other person's going to enjoy it.
Yeah, there is that new partner anxiety.
Right.
But there's also the new partner excitement, so you get over it pretty quick.
Across the board for both men and women, public sex is the most intimidating sex act.
Yeah, because there's a legal ramification if you get caught.
Mm-hmm.
What's the old saying? You don't want to wind up on a list somewhere.
How many mugshots have we looked up of people because they were caught having sex in public?
Now, granted, a lot of them, like once a day. A lot of them are drug and alcohol induced.
Right.
But still.
Right. There was a couple fucking in front of a Popeyes last week, and we couldn't get the internet fast enough to see what kind of people are fucking in front of a fucking Popeyes.
Yeah, there's a park that's a couple miles from my house that was known back in the 80s and 90s and earlier part of this century as like the place where like you'd go to fucking get into weird shit in the woods.
We're also anxious about BDSM, rough sex, watching porn together, talking dirty, although not as, we're not as scared as the public sex. Well, the least intimidating, oral sex. The favorite positions that both men and women agree on are?
Missionary.
Reverse cowgirl, followed by tabletop, followed by legs up.
I never had an overwhelming concern about reverse cowgirl until we started talking about on this podcast all the broken dicks, and that was like the most dangerous one.
Uh-huh.
So you're like, yeah, fine, let's get after it, but I got to be aware of my surroundings.
The most uncomfortable position for both men and women is what?
Oh, face to face.
69, standing up.
Oh, yeah.
So not face to face.
A suspended 69.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, what are you, fucking Cirque du Soleil?
I don't know. Both.
Wait, one, she'll never be able to support my body weight. It started in a suspended 69, and with me being paralyzed from a DDT,
remember,
a fucking
baby,
pile driver into a hotel floor.
Remember, baby, lift with your legs, not your back. We're most comfortable with what sex position?
Hey, I should try to push that and say, no, I thought you'd hold me up. Just watch her look at me like,
I want to be the little spoon.
I want to be the backpack.
We're most comfortable with the missionary position. 1 out of 10 of us admit that we haven't tried a new position in the last 6 years. Those are called husbands and wives. A lot of couples want to be more adventurous. 66% of us want to try using toys with our partner. More women than men say they're interested in trying new toys. All right, I looked this lady up. She's pretty all right, too. You'd let a lot of shit slide. If your woman comes home and says, you know what I want? I want to be a dog, and I want to sleep in a crate, and I want to pee outside.
I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, when I ran to the internet to look her up, I thought, boy, she's got to be bad news. And she's not bad news at all.
It's all good news.
She's committed her entire life of becoming a canine. She goes by the name Meow. She's on Twitch. She plays Fetch. She gnaws on bones.
Giggity.
She even claims to sleep in a crate and use the potty outside. With handlers who act like dog trainers.
I'm not going to lie. The last couple sentences there have me a little bit interested.
You put a blanket over the crate at night when you go to bed. You're like, there. Go to sleep. She doesn't. She has handlers.
Does she do it like a dog and stare at you and not break eye contact when she's taking a dump in the yard?
No, like a French bulldog. She doesn't. She has dog trainers who indulge her furball lifestyle, incorporate pet food into her diet.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Now there's the super mental hiccup.
Yeah. Why can't you just eat shit off the table you're not supposed to, and then
yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Take a piece of my fried chicken when I'm not looking.
She doesn't care how weird it looks to other people. She said, I don't find myself focusing on other people or their reactions towards me. I'm so in the moment of just chasing a ball and being a dog, the woman says. Okay, then.
Does she have a job, or does she make all of her money off Twitch streaming?
I hope she makes all of her money off Twitch streaming. Over the weekend, an unnamed man was arrested for beating his meat at a movie theater while he was watching
Dune.
Kristen Stewart in Love Lies Bleeding. And here's the bad part about masturbating in a movie theater is there's plenty of folks around to snap a picture. The not safe for work photo went viral.
I mean, what would you do if you're in a theater and 3 seats away from you, if you see some guy pull it out and start going to town? At first, I would panic and pretend like I didn't see it.
Yep.
And then I would get a decent look out of the corner of my eye. And once I confirmed that was it, I would think about going to get to the bathroom and then not returning.
I would say, oh, it's that kind of theater. I had no idea. Great.
Hey, I'd drop my pants and try to keep pace. Slower down there, guy. Let some of us catch up.
Look, everyone, we're harmonizing.
Two little heads jiggling in the row behind you. You're like,
It says the photo went viral of the guy either passed out or just asleep from his moment of self-gratification in his recliner movie seat. I didn't know this. Love Lies Bleeding is a lesbian bodybuilder thriller.
I was just going to say that, but I didn't want to say that.
Okay. That's what it is, though?
Yeah, it's like violent, too.
Okay.
Everything you love, lesbians, bodybuilding, and violence.
Wow. All right, let's wrap it up with this. This is how you don't get the girl's phone number. You're single, right? Ready to mingle. This fella is. Before you go...
Take her to see a movie.
Before you go all in, take a step back and think about your approach. The 60-year-old man, he's a sound engineer in Florida, and he went to the beach hoping to arrange a sexual encounter. Or, according to him, maybe just go home with someone's phone number, he says.
Mm.
He was at the Blind Creek Beach, a clothing optional spot in Florida. The sheriff's department was on foot patrol. I'm going to read their words. These are their words, not mine. Officer was on this is from the police report. The officer was on foot patrol when he came upon a naked Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
We were out of tissue. Newman was seated in a recliner chair with his hat over his face. It was 12:30 in the afternoon. The arrest report...
Hey, his hat over his face.
The arrest report offers an account of his dong hanging out. Genital presentation is how they referred to it in a police report.
He's like a chef at a Michelin star restaurant. It's all in the presentation.
Yep. Okay. And then here's... It says... genital presentation from the police report. Genital presentation observed by the officer with its description of multiple rings, a metal chain, and a note advising passersby to tug on the chain that was attached to his manhood. The note said, "Please feel free to investigate gently." What in the fuck is going on with this?
So he wanted you to give it a little tug-a-rooski?
Right, so the chain is obviously one end is on his dong. I don't know where the other end is attached to, but then you just kind of tug on the chain a little bit. You know, like flushing one of those old-timey toilets.
Hey, treat it like a puppet. Look, it's dancing.
Right.
It's standing up. Whoa, it's waving around.
The police officer obviously investigated, told the man to get dressed, and then took him to jail. While the beach itself is clothing optional, a walkway next to it is not, and that's where he had his goods on full display, according to the police officer. Wow.
Okay, hat down.
Multiple rings and a chain attached to it. Okay.
Did they get anybody's number?
Apparently not.
Anybody give the chain a tug?
It, just, aside from the cop? I don't know.
And the cop's like, wake up.
So there you go. There's the podcast for this week. Thanks for being a part of it. Don't forget, you can keep up to date all things JLNK by heading over to jlnkshow.com, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.